It is funny to see where lemonade stands pop up in town because you'll see them at the end of the dump or right where the 4th of July parade goes along, and there are always kids in very strategic places to catch people as they go by. The end of my driveway is very well placed to have the lemonade stand. The first one we did was a number of years ago. I was maybe 11 or older. I'm really not sure. This year we sold lots of succulents and potholders. We've pretty much begun selling plants at the stand because I hoard all the little pieces of my succulents that break off and pot them to become new plants. And my dad says every year, we cannot have all these plants in the house. We need to get them out. So I try to send them off to good places, and lots of family members buy them. The sign read, "Philosophical stuff brought to you by local kids." I had some vague idea that we could be philosophical if anyone asked about what the sign meant, but no one really did. Music's definitely always been a part of my life. Starting playing violin in school, then finding that there's actually a surprising culture of Celtic music on the Cape, of kids who play it, of adults who do it. I play violin and I'm trying to learn guitar, and I hope at some point cello and banjo. I just want to do as many as I can. I sing some. I don't have any training though, so I'm just listening to old English folk songs and trying to sing along. I've lived on Cape Cod my whole life with my dad and mum. And I go to school here at the Nauset High School, and I absolutely love it here. I love the people, certainly, and but also the wildlife and everything you can see here that you can't see anywhere else, that you can go from Wellfleet with swamps and beaches to East Ham, and you'll have a whole different sort of nature. You'll have locust trees here, and you'll have cedars over there, and all the different landscapes that you can find within a very small area that people think of as just one thing. We're all writing up our senior bios for the yearbook and all of that stuff, and it makes you actually have to think about high school and it ending. And it's by the time you're a senior that you've gotten how to be a senior, how to be someone in school. And that's why seniors are the way they are. But at the same time, it feels almost unfair. Like, I've just worked it out. Why is it only now? But I think that's part of what it is to be a senior. If you'd had an extra year, it still would have taken you that extra year. It's taken me this long to work out how to be who I am without being upset about it. And it doesn't always work out, but it's about mindset, about thinking, I'm here right now and I'm alive. Because I still get worried about assignments and homework and silly things like grades. It takes you a while to understand, I don't have to put every ounce of myself into this little thing, but I should put a lot of passion into this big project. I should care about this, but not feel guilty for doing things at home like practicing music when I feel as though I should be doing my math homework right now. Do what you care about, and that's what school's about. It's about teaching you how to learn and how to learn about the things that you love. And I think it takes a long time to get that clear in your own way.